Right now, let's try to figure out the e-brake.
Here is George Atala. Good morning to you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning, George. I don't hear anything there.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Okay, let's try once again to go to George Atala from the NFLPA. Good morning.
No, I got nothing.
We can hear George, but you can't hear him, and I can't hear him.
This is bordering on Kip Keno.
It is. Let me try this once more. Good morning, George.
Complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No. Good morning.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
I tell you what, let me go to a couple of other notes as we effort getting George Atala on the air.
On the little ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. Now, just notice there. We can hear George, but you can't and I can't.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
But we can.
Maybe he's talking to his producer?
Yeah, I guess. That's still really weird. All right, we'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them here in just a few minutes at 214-787-1310. Candidate number one goes to Corby and Danny of the Hardline. They were having a baseball discussion, and it got really ugly. Because the subject of Chris Davis came up. Corby apparently is a Davis hater. Danny and Rhines are Davis defenders. And this started off as just kind of a push back and forth. It ended up as a violent domestic dispute on the Hardline.
And it was almost like the perfect Ranger game with all the runs and the good pitching and everything. But then you look down at the bottom on the order.
Good Lord. Are you really going to focus on this?
No, I'm not going to focus on it. But are you kidding me?
Are you guys effing kidding me?
What's that more, it's not even worth a mention?
What's more relevant, that or the fact that something you haven't had all year you finally got last night was production from 1 and 2? That's why they scored 7 runs.
Yes, it is.
Great, great. But
man,
I'm sorry.
I'm so tired of your Chris Davis bashing. He is what he is.
He's really a guy that goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts every night?
Dumbass. He struck out a ton in spring training, and he's been striking out a ton at Round Rock, too. But you know what?
Really?
You get good with it.
His batting average is 0? I mean,
he's
had 4 at-bats.
I realize that. But look, for me, you guys are
God, your dog piling is such... You know, I understand the relevance of it, but it's just like you're like this pit bull just tethered on a leash, just ready. You just couldn't wait to go there.
I just don't
understand your hatred for that guy.
I don't have it. What did I say yesterday?
You're like the mad dog.
You are, man.
If we can re-rack the tape, you can say, you know what? As much as I hated Chris Davis last year, when we had him on this year, I want nobody to succeed more than him.
It's not the most important thing of last night.
Well, we just spent 5 minutes on CJ, Danny.
You spent five minutes talking about CJ's contract situation.
Such kiss asses. It's unbelievable.
All right, Danny. He's really getting mad.
I don't give a damn.
That's it. I'm going back against Chris Davis. I hope he gets shipped off to AAA at the end of the weekend. At the end of the 10-game homestand.
Well, I hope you get moved to Norm's show.
That would be you way before me, kiddo. Trust me.
Come on, Corby.
So cocky.
Get happy, man.
That'd be you before me, kiddo.
Yeah, kiddo.
So condescending.
Wow. Kiddo.
Wow. I told you that got ugly.
Boy, that did get
ugly. That was a bad fight, man. Wow. I hope they made up afterwards.
I consider Norm a major demotion, I guess.
Pulling a little rank there. Yeah, Norm's the battered wife in that whole situation.
He's suddenly the minor leaguer on the station. Norm's a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you that was not going to be pretty.
Man.
All right, here's another candidate from the Hardline. Now, this is just funny. This is Rhines when they're at Mr. G's, and they're talking about beer. Maybe Rhines had a couple once again.
This is taking beer to a heightened level.
Yeah.
Go there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
It's not go out to a camp out and drink 60 shots of beer. That's not what Mr. G's is about.
And before long, he'll have wheat ale.
Whale ale?
Why don't you re-rack?
Whale ale.
I need to regroup.
Whale ale.
All right, can I try this again?
Go ahead.
You'll see what happened.
Go ahead.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Before long, he will have what... I can't do it with you looking at me.
Quit Glad looking at
pale
him.
Pale ales and wheat beers, okay?
Now, doesn't that sound like, once again, that sounds like Ryan's at the camp out, doesn't it?
He had another power hour going on.
Sounded like it. Sounded like he'd knocked down about six or seven. So there's Ryan's having another stammering moment. And then candidate number three comes to us from Bad Radio, one Dan McDowell. Do you remember when Norm had the concern over when college games were going to be scheduled, and Dan labeled that as an odd rant?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and label this as an odd rant by Dan that gets very uncomfortable at the end of it, because the subject of cancer comes up. Oh. And this is, he's talking about LaMarcus Aldridge. His mom was at the game the other night, game one or two, and she was holding Aldridge's two-year-old kid. Dan's whole point is two-year-old kid shouldn't be taken to a game, but then it turns really ugly.
LaMarcus Aldridge, come on, hot mom, well, holding LaMarcus's two-year-old baby in her arms as he slept the whole game. Bad parenting? Like, is your mom holding a little two-year-old Maddie at Summer Bash because she can't stay awake during the wet t-shirt contest? I'm just saying, do you need to bring the baby to the game?
It's playoffs.
This is old
How
man.
Much is he making? His Boy, old you're man, he was sleeping the whole time.
You're saying
this
he can't afford
parenting.
A babysitter?
Yeah.
She's the babysitter. She wanted to come to the game.
How much is he making that they can't pay someone to sit at his
Do you want someone just
Fort Worth estate?
Some random person watching your son?
She lives in Fort Worth, right?
Yeah, you don't want anybody just watching. You don't want
a random person watching your baby.
Right.
You're a person without kids.
This I'm just clear. Saying.
This is one of the only games she's been able to go to this year because of her...
Yeah, you want her to stay home?
Because of her what? Well,
she's dealing with breast cancer, which is a big...
Oh, yeah, she has breast cancer. Yeah. Okay, so... Oh, okay, I can't criticize her for anything. Sorry. Yeah, I guess you should bring your kid. Let him walk in traffic. You have breast cancer.
What are you doing?
My point is, that's a bad excuse
point.
For...
You just overreacted there.
Boy, you really did.
Yeah, it's but okay his excuse for why she has the baby in her lap for the whole game... Is she has breast cancer.
I think that was an aside.
I think that was... I'm just saying that she doesn't get to go to many games, and I'm assuming her family
doesn't. I didn't say she shouldn't be at the game. I said the two-year-old shouldn't be at the game. There's no reason.
I'm kind
of
with you.
The two-year-old will have no memory of it.
You're right.
The two-year-old doesn't need to be at the game.
Maybe that's the defining point for the two-year-old. Is it a boy or a girl?
This is an awkward way to end this segment.
That is genius. What will Tom agree with more next?
Dan is genius?
That's genius.
So doesn't that remind you of the Norm odd rant?
Yeah, that is
kind
a little
a rant.
Yeah.
What's so was the game? The game was like an 11 o'clock tip or something.
8:30, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, big. I guess I don't know. Maybe I would be a horrible NBA parent because I would say no big deal there, right?
Yeah.
So a two-year-old's at a game.
Yeah, just an odd
with a cancer grandma.
An odd argument.
Allow them to bond.
Corby and Danny fighting Mike or Dan, 214-787-1310. And let's please vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, it's your Blue Flame, man.
Okay.
Hey, it's Blue Flame. George's
hi,
Blue
you're
Flame.
On Sports Radio 1310, gosh. The ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George. This is Generic Youth Minister.
Not really, but go ahead.
You want to have sex?
Oh, my
no.
gosh.
Wow. No.
Wow.
Come on. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Georgie, it's Generic Youth Minister again. Do you want to have it?
No, what? I just said no.
How did that happen?
How was he on two consecutive lines?
That's
there.
Yeah. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Am I on I Am Right? Yeah.
And here comes a responsible vote, though. Go ahead, Natalie Maines.
Hi, users. I want to vote for Big Dumb Danny and Friendly Kobe. Just so you know, love you.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Bye. That was 12 years ago.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, a wet t-shirt contest, playing in traffic, and a Mavs game. Things your two-year-old should never do for $200, Alex.
Here's a Dan vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, George. This is Dwayne Carraway again. I want to invite all the good P1s down to City Hall, where I give the key to the city to Scott Peterson and Charles Manson and O.J. Simpson, and I vote for Dan, and I sold my dungarees.
Okay, thank you.
Voice.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Quota.
Okay, there's a Corby vote there. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Golden Ghost.
Who's that?
The Golden Ghost.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I know the Golden Bear Mike and the Galloping Ghost.
What's that?
Mike Reiner, please.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Got to go with Corby and Danny.
Got to, don't you? Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Junior, your Boston story makes my running wood vibrate, and I vote for Dan.
Hmm. Kind of gross.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, this is Danny Bayless. Who needs real meaningful personal success in one's life when you have the Dallas music scene to pander to?
All right. Let's not reduce Danny to that now. Come on. Well, we'll register your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I'd like to vote for the JW Sports Cards and Collectibles Show with Gordon Keith.
Boy, that's a blast.
Me too.
What year was that?
That's a retro vote there that I'll agree
with. That's in the 90s, isn't it? Had to have been.
And you had the weirdest thing stop ever. The rant and talk baseball cards.
Yeah, the rant would be going along, talking about V poison and whatever else we had going on.
Lobster
and then
claws.
We would stop and for 10 minutes talk about Beanie Babies.
Emmett Smithing.
Emmitting Smithing is a grand footballing
production,
player.
Production by you guys.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Weird. Who wins the e-brake?
Jeb Swampass.
Not a candidate. Not a candidate and not a reality. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, you parody.
Dan That's McDowell. A Dan McDowell vote there.
Anybody sure close?
Enough. Yeah, Dan and Corby and Danny both have four. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
The only thing equal to Corby's hatred of Chris Davis is your hatred for Barry Bunch.
Okay.
And we have a winner. That's a Corby vote. And their ugly, ugly fight on the hard line wins the emergency break of the week, so they will split it. That'll go a half vote to Corby and a half vote for Danny. And what does that leave him with, Fernando?
Well, Corby ties Craig for fourth place overall, and okay, Danny breaks into double figures finally.
Go. Let's hear him fight.
And it was almost like the perfect Ranger game with all the runs and the good pitching and everything, but then you look down, it's the bottom of the order.
Good Lord. Are you really going to focus on this?
No, I'm not going to focus on it. But
there
are you
so
kidding
many
me?
Better
whoa,
stories
whoa.
To
He's
talk
had
about.
One are you guys
game.
Effing kidding me?
What's
that
more,
it's not even worth a mention?
What's more relevant, that or the fact that you're something you haven't had all year, you finally got last night, was production from 1 and 2. That's why they scored 7 runs.
Yes, it is.
Great, great. But
man,
I'm sorry.
I'm so tired of your Chris Davis bashing. He is what he is. He's
really a guy that goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts
yeah,
every
dumbass,
night?
Dumbass, he struck out a ton in spring training, and he's been striking out a ton at Round Rock, too. But you know what?
Really?
You get
and,
the good
and,
with
and
it.
His batting average is 0? I mean, Danny,
it was his
you're
first.
He's had 4 at-bats.
4 at-bats. I realize that. But look, for me, you guys are
God, your dog firing is such, you know, I understand the relevance of it, but it's just like you're like this pit bull just tethered on a leash, just ready. You just couldn't wait to go there.
No,
I just don't understand your hatred for that guy.
I don't have it. What did I say yesterday?
You're like the mad dog.
You and are,
if
you man.
Could, if we can re-rack
for
the tape, you can say, you know what? As much as I hated Chris Davis last year, when we had him on this year, I want nobody to succeed more than him.
It's not really? The most important thing of last night.
Well, we just spent 5 minutes on CJ, Danny. If
you spent the most important thing, 5 minutes talking about CJ's contract situation.
Such right. kiss asses. It's all unbelievable.
All right, Danny, he's really getting mad.
I don't give a damn.
That's it. I'm going back against Chris Davis. I hope he gets shipped off to AAA at the end of the weekend. At the end of the 10-game homestand.
Well, I hope you get moved to Norm's show.
That would be you, way before me, kiddo. Trust me.
Come on, Corby.
So cocky.
Get happy, man.
That'd be you before me, kiddo.
Yeah, you're kiddo.
So condescending.
Wow. Kiddo.
Mm, God, that's so uncomfortable.
Mm. Well, I hope they made up. All right, up next here on The Ticket.